Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So let's see. The pandemic is resurgent, global warming ferocious. You might be saying, give me a break. Okay, we will. Here, like a summer breeze, our 2019 visit to Brooklyn and Angelique Kidjo, who just released her tribute to Cuban-American superstar Celia Cruz, which would go on to win a Grammy. You're welcome.
Hi. How are you? Wow.
I'm good. Come on in.
A tree and Angelique Kidjo grow in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She grew up in Benin during a dictatorship, fled to France, now finds the diversity she cherishes in Brooklyn. We were thinking driving over here that every time we stopped at a red light, a different car pulled up with a different kind of music on the car radio.
Absolutely. That's what Brooklyn is about. Yeah. I love it. I'm surrounded by kids, regular life, taking the kids to school.
Angelique Kidjo is a personal favorite. When I tried to recall one of her hits, we were blown back by a mini concert.
I've always sung as long as I can recall. I cannot tell you when, how, what. All I knew was every time I was singing, I was feeling good. And I was just that kind of person that want people to have a smile on their face all the time.
That's Celia Cruz, because Angelique had been doing tribute albums, her first a cover of David Byrne and Talking Heads, and then Celia, a tribute to the queen of salsa, Celia Cruz, heard here doing La Vida es un Carnaval, Life is a Carnival. What was it about her music that compelled you?
What people don't know is that salsa is huge in Africa. But most of the band that came to play in Benin, they were only male. So for me, salsa is a man business. So come Celia one day, and I went to school and told some of my friends, did you see that poster? A woman is singing salsa. And they say, Angelique, you're so naive, man. She's a backing singer. I said, I don't care.
Background singer.
Yeah.
Of course she's not. She's like...
But the thing is, the show started, and it's all the guy playing. Then my friend was looking at me like, they're making fun out of me. Celia Cruz come out. And I'm like, oh, Lord help us. I'm so happy. Yeah! Y'all gonna eat this up, baby.
Todo aquel que piense que la vida es desigual tiene que saber que no es así, que la vida es una hermosura, hay que vivirla.
Met Celia Cruz in Paris. I love Kimbra. I say, Kimbra? And I start singing my Kimbra. And she said, hold it right there. I will invite you on stage and you come and join me for that song. So when she invited me on stage, she gave me the microphone and stepped back. And I go, Kimbala, 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 Kimbala. I was singing something that is not Kimbala. Hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama. And I did the whole first verse. And she was like dying laughing. And then I say, and then I look at her around and say, I'm making a fool out of myself. Here, your microphone. And I run away.
Kimbala, 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 Kimbala. Kimbala, 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 Kimbala. Se quiere rosa, se quiere maima. Kimbala, 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 Kimbala.
What was interesting for me is the African identity of Celia Cruz. And the way she sings is like a percussion player from my country. So for me, it was important to dig deep to say to her, from an African sister to another one, this is our culture. So every song on that album have always started with the drums, the horns. We have marching band, everything that can allow me to really go to the source and the foundation of salsa.
Yemanja, eh, ven de la mar. Yemanja, eh, ven a bailar.
Celia Cruz, Miriam Makeba, all those women, through their voice, I've seen endless possibilities. And I fly, and I travel the world. It's also difficult when you are born girl in Africa. I was lucky to be born in the family where I was born, where my mom and dad have given us a platform to speak. When you're born a girl, you don't have an identity as a person. You just belong to your father that can marry you to anyone he decided to.
Well, and in your case too, in Benin, you also belong to an autocratic dictator who wanted all the artists to devote their music to his autocracy, and you refused to do that.
Oh, yeah, from day one.
So is that a part of what's happening now? You're doing whatever you want. David Byrne, if you want to do Talking Heads, if you want to do Celia Cruz, you're nodding yes.
I do it because freedom is something that is colorless. And my father have taught me that as long as I do my music, not linking it to a political party, I will have a career. When you link your music to a political party, you lose every way, shape, or form because they come and they go.
Is it true that you were in college, I think, in Paris, and David Byrne's Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime came on? You didn't even really know what it was about. And to you, it was Africa.
Oh, yeah. I sit up and I start doing dancing.
You're dancing with your shoulders.
I just shaking it, dancing it.
So you fall in love with this song. And then I hear you go to New York. David Byrne becomes someone who is one of your mentors. You still hadn't heard the whole Remain in Light Talking Heads album.
No.
And finally, your husband hears you singing Once in a Lifetime one day and says, you got to listen to this whole album.
And from the first song, Born on the Punches, every word from that moment on resonated in me.
Take a look at these hands. The hand speaks. The hand of a government man. Well, I'm a tumbler. Born on the Punches.
Seven feet. Barren, strange fruit.
Angélique Kidjo has also been touring, singing the songs of Nina Simone, who here sings the blood-curdling dirge about lynching.
And blood at the roots.
I have to ask you about Nina Simone. Do you do strange fruit?
I've never been able to. I think that the day will come I will do that, because it doesn't come out of my throat. What we do to each other is absolutely ugly. Strange Fruit is one of those songs that is a reminder of the people that say that they come to bring us civilization that conduct themselves as barbarians.
I just got so sad seeing Angélique Kidjo. I don't think I've ever seen you as subdued as you just were in the past couple of minutes. And I'm realizing, for an African woman to think about an African-American anthem, Strange Fruit, of course, about lynching.
It's hard for me because that wound is still open out there. And I do everything that I can in my capacity through music to heal the pain from both sides.
Are there any recordings of your Nina Simone work, or is that more performance now?
It's more performance. I mean, it's going to come one day. For me, it's all about inspiration. I was inspired to do The Remaining Light. I was inspired really deeply to do Celia Cruz. Nina Simone will come one day. James Brown also will come one day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, you're talking about, you've got a two-track mind going on here. You're going to do James Brown. You're going to get down on your good foot. And you're going to keep your eye on social issues.
But James Brown has been also talk about social issues. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Living in America, it's a man's world, but he would be nothing without a woman or a girl. That an issue that he has been talking about before. Do we listen? We listen, but do we hear?
Don't ever let them hurt you.
Our visit to Angélique Kidjo in 2019, the album she actually did go on to make, it's called Mother Nature. This is the title track. It's all her own music about the history of independence movements in Africa. That's your summer music break.